Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm commenting on what happened in Washington, D.C. Was it just last night where there was an assassination bid against President Donald J. Trump? So there he was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And there was a man there with a gun who was taken down. A suspect has been arrested, named it Cole Thomas Allen, a 31-year-old man from California, apparently was but you know, Donald Trump was shot and nobody was shot. So people were saying, was the security too lax? Because from about 2 o'clock local time yesterday, only hotel guests and those with tickets to one of those events was allowed in. But people said that, some of those hotel guests, they could have been would-be assassins. There's a right to bear arms, generally speaking, in the United States. There are some gun-free zones. Can someone check into a hotel with a firearm? Just possibly. So I don't know the details how this person got in there. That was it. But it shocked Washington outside the Hilton Hotel. Okay, so the Secret Service, they've been caught napping. It's very embarrassing. And Donald J. Trump says the gunman was strongly anti-Christian. I don't know if that's it's true or not. Okay. Wow. So a suspect has been arrested. I don't think he's been charged with anything so far, has he? And Donald J. Trump was even able to go on with the dinner. Remember, during his election campaign in 2024, there was an attempt to shoot him. They actually shot him. That man shot him through the ear. The gunman was then shot dead by snipers seconds later. And it was embarrassing that a gunman was able to get on the roof, you know, in full view of Donald J. Trump, only a few hundred meters away. Had apparently had Donald Trump not turned his head a split second beforehand, it would have gone through his head and may well have killed him. Even if it didn't kill him, probably brain damage. So that was a night of chaos. There we go on. But, you know, Caroline Leavitt, his press secretary, has tried to turn this advantage, saying it shows how valiant he is. All right. Wow. But the people who know the suspect saying that he's a decent person, of course, we got to have this presumption of innocence. But it comes the day before His Gracious Majesty, Charles of that name, the third, is due to fly to Washington, D.C. And some people are saying, well, is that wise, considering that the security is not good, is not tight enough? What if the king were to be killed? Well, obviously, then William would become William the Fifth. But obviously, the United Kingdom doesn't want that to happen. And when Donald J. Trump's state visit to the UK passed off with that incident several months ago, there was a huge collective sigh of relief from the police, from MI5, who've been trying to list out for any chatter, any terrorists plotting anything, that there were no untoward incidents, no attacks, no attempts at attacks. Demonstrations were kept within a reasonable limit, didn't obstruct the state visit, okay, because there's a potential for cataclysm. Imagine if he got assassinated on British soil. Obviously, that would not look good for the UK. So there we go. And people who were in that room in the Washington Hilton, so they just heard the semi-automatic weapons fired. But I don't think anyone was killed. Was anyone even wounded? Certainly Donald J. Trump. People were running down the corridor and there was a scenes of confusion. So you see how they react to this live on television, people having to hit the deck. And even the director of the FBI, Kash Patel, was there. So the Secret Service was there. They're the ones who are mainly tasked with protecting the president, wearing civilian clothes, you know, ties and suits with earpieces, with guns under their clothing and so on. So I think probably because of this embarrassing incident, security will be extra strict and they'll just be ever more vigilant. If anything, that might make it safer for His Britannic Majesty on the basis of that lightning doesn't strike twice. Goodness, was that man allowed to take a gun into that room? Well, they didn't stop and search everyone. They didn't have those metal detector arches and so on. And it shows what hypocrites these American gun nuts are, because often they have gun-free zones at Republican rallies. If you think guns make people safer, then have them everywhere, including the immediate presence of the president. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, I don't condone murder, killing a civilian leader, especially in peacetime. Well, I suppose Donald Trump is a commander-in-chief, so maybe he's a military personnel. I don't condone killing, you know, the Grand Ayatollah, the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ali Khatami, as the United States did. That was murder as well. If he declared war on Iran, that'd be one thing, but he's actually not a military person. and it's a breach of US law to deliberately kill a head of state as well. So I absolutely abominate Donald Trump. I've got no sympathy for him whatsoever, but I certainly wouldn't encourage anyone to have a pop at Donald Trump. And if anyone were to know anything about a plot to kill him or anyone else in the US, obviously they should immediately inform the FBI. So very much against that kind of thing. All right. Well, thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallad7@gmail.com. Goodbye.